Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah today, because Pam's at B&I doing some networking.
Making friends,
influencing people.
Yeah.
We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Like this question from Elaine. Are you really getting rid of famous people's birthdays? Gosh, no, Elaine. We're just joking.
Yeah.
We're just kidding around. We're not really going to get rid of famous people's birthdays.
We wouldn't do that.
That would be silly. We couldn't possibly.
We just like Pam's reaction.
It's fun.
To some famous people birthday segments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, have no fear. FPBs endorse. And so do we. Today's show is brought to you by United Piping, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI,
the best plumbers around.
And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At 5 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We had a visit from Jen Grace from Rupert's yesterday.
Ooh, are we all stocked up again?
We have four new tasty beverages to sample for this coming month.
Do tell.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah, let's see it.
All right.
Let's see. I wasn't here, so I don't know. Ooh, what's that? It's green.
Save that one for last.
Okay.
We have Wild Maine Vodka Seltzer, Blood Orange.
That's good. I've had that.
We have Blue Lobster Urban Winery Rosé.
In a can.
Wine in a can.
Oh, my.
We have Bissell Brothers Precept. It is a German-style Pilsner.
Oh, a nice light beer for the morning podcast.
5.6
Nice, ABV. Nice. This guy.
Last but not least, check it out.
What the heck? It's bright green. It's a Midori Sour on the rocks limited release. Crafted with Midori elevated and vibrant cocktail, melon liqueur and vodka. I vote for this.
For what, today?
Forever.
Okay.
One, I just really love the bottle. This is going to be I'm going to do a really good job photographing this, I promise. And also, I love that our little beer fridge keeps things so gosh darn cold.
So cold.
It is stellar at that. I'm excited. All those things. Jen Grace, thank you so much.
Yeah, Jen.
Rupert, thank you for sponsoring our show and for giving us all those things to taste for you.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
And we should let the listeners know, we'll pull the curtain back here a little bit, that Sarah does take all of those wonderful photos of our beverages, our sampled beverages Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. So when you see those photos posted on Facebook and you're like, wow, that's an artsy photo. I've never seen a beer can look so good. That is Sarah.
Sarah takes 3,000 photos, edits them, and then picks one.
and then they're like, is that a capybara?
Did she sneak a ukulele into that photo?
What is going on?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. So that is what's coming up on Tasting Tales.
So yeah,
it's like Christmas when Jen Grace comes here.
So excited. I can't wait.
Loaded up with all new beverages. We're looking forward to
it. Yeah.
What do you say we take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, March the 5th?
I guess we could do that.
Let's do it.
Why not?
All right.
A 39-year-old Lewiston man was flown to the hospital in critical condition after a firework exploded in his 69 Horton Street apartment. Investigators say there were no other injuries and the damage to the apartment was minimal. The incident is still under investigation.
Senator Angus King and Congressman Jared Golden are demanding accountability for recent mass layoffs at the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're calling on the administration to uphold its commitment to veterans' health and well-being. Over the last month, 2,400 VA employees, including many veterans, have been abruptly laid off across the country.
Former Lewiston police officer Roland Godbout was recognized as the Maine Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year. Godbout spent nearly 30 years with the Lewiston PD before becoming the law enforcement instructor at Oxford Hills Technical School in 2021.
The Battle of the Badges benefit hockey game between the Lewiston Police Department and the Boston Fire Department is scheduled for Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Colisée. Proceeds will benefit the Travis Worry Foundation and the One Lewiston Resiliency Fund.
Want to talk about the weather?
Weather!
Rain this afternoon, followed by cloudy skies with a high of 45 and a low of 31. That's not so bad. But then we're going to have more rain and gray skies tomorrow with another high of 46 and a low of 37. Cloudy and windy on Friday with highs in only the 30s.
In sports, the Bruins!
Oh my gosh!
Lost to one of the worst teams in the National Hockey League. Not only did they lose,
they got
blown out.
Yeah, guys.
6-3 was the final. Boston will visit the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow night.
We turned it off after the first period.
It was a tough
watch. It was hard to watch. Yeah. It was really hard to watch. Also hard to watch was the trading of the Bruins forward Trent Frederick and prospect Max Jones to the Edmonton Oilers in exchange for defenseman Max Warner and two draft picks. We're going to miss Trent Frederick.
Yeah, the Bruins have decided they're going to be sellers for this this trading period, and they have essentially given up on the season and are loading up with young players and prospects, and there are some lean years ahead for our Boston Bruins.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, I'm excited for Trent Frederick because I like him as a player.
Of course.
I'm excited to see him go to Edmonton because I feel like he can win a cup there.
Yeah, all the best to Trent. He's definitely one of Sherry's favorite Bruins as well. She loved him. What's not to like about the guy?
First to drop the gloves, I tell you.
He gives you everything he has every night on the ice, and gotta respect that.
He's a valuable player.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got something for him, so
we'll see how it pans out. The Celtics host the Portland Trail Blazers tonight at 7.
And our Maine Nordiques will visit the New Jersey Titans on Friday and Saturday.
The NA3 Nordiques host the Binghamton Buzz Friday and Saturday afternoons at the Colisée.
Bates College women's basketball will visit Southern Virginia in the NCAA Division III National Tournament on Friday afternoon.
And a big upset in boys hockey last night. Class A semifinal, number 3 Thornton Academy, shutting out number 2 Lewiston. 1-0 was the final. So there will be no state championship repeat for the Blue Devils. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it is time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for March the 5th, shall we?
Sure.
Alrighty
then. If Pam were here, would she be shaking her head?
If Pam were here, she would leave the room.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
It's not great. However, we're going to muscle through it.
Okay.
Magician Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller is 70 years old today.
Wow.
The unique thing about Penn and Teller is they weren't really well-liked in their field of magic, because a lot of times they would show you how they did the tricks.
Right, and magicians never share their secrets.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember one trick they did, I think it was the cups and balls trick, and they used plastic cups that were transparent.
Oh.
So you could see everything. And then a lot of magicians who make their bones with the cups and balls trick were like, hey!
Hey, guys!
That's not cool.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. Actor and comedian Marsha Warfield,
oh my God,
is 71 years old today. You remember her as Roz from Night Court.
She was great.
Yeah, which ran from 86 to 92.
So surly.
And rounding out FPBs for March the 5th is singer Eddie Grant, who is 77 years old today.
Okay.
You know where he lives? On Electric Avenue.
Oh, does he rock down to that?
Come on, Tara. That's all he does. Electric Avenue came out 42 years ago.
Stop. Oh, my God.
And was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Made Eddie Grant famous. And here we are, 42 years later, still talking about him.
You're invited to join Seniors Plus for their annual Fill the Plate breakfast on Friday, March 21st at the Hilton Garden Inn Riverwatch in Auburn. The event will benefit the Seniors Plus Meals on Wheels program and feature American Idol finalist Julia Gagnon and former Maine legislator Margaret Craven. Reserve your spot today at seniorsplus.org.
So we have another new hit segment on this show, Sarah. Do you want to do On This Day?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we call it On This Day or Back in the Day? On This Day is pretty good. We can call it OTD.
OTD.
Ooh, it's on this day.
On this day it is.
Mm. On this day 10 years ago, Harrison Ford crash landed his small plane onto a California golf course due to engine failure.
Oh, wow. And lived.
He lived. After the investigation, it was ruled that it was not his fault.
Nothing ever is Harrison Ford's fault. I did not kill my wife.
There you go. On this day, 19 years ago, in 2006, Reese Witherspoon won an Oscar for Best Actress playing who, Sarah?
Oh, Elle.
No.
Elle Woods?
No.
Not Elle Woods? I don't know.
June Carter Cash in Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She was really good in that movie. Yep. That was 19 years ago?
It's crazy, right?
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. That was with Joaquin Phoenix, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
21 years ago, on this day in 2004, Martha Stewart was found guilty of obstructing justice and lying about a well-timed stock sale. She ended up going to prison for 5 months. 36 years ago, on this day in 1989, Kevin Kline married Phoebe Cates.
Aww.
And Phoebe retired from acting to be a full-time mom. 43 years ago, on this day in 1982, John Belushi was found dead in his hotel room in Hollywood. He overdosed on what is called a speedball, a lethal injection of cocaine and heroin. He was 33 years old.
That's just sad, huh?
It's criminal.
It's just sad.
62 years ago on this day, Sarah, in 1963, Arthur Spud Mellon, the co-founder of Whammo, patented the hula hoop.
The hula hoop?
The hula hoop.
I love a hula hoop.
Over 25 million were sold in the first 4 months.
Can I tell you something?
Please do.
I have a hula hoop in my office.
That does not surprise me in the least. If someone were to ask me, what do you think Sarah has in her office? If you had to choose between a chair and a hula hoop.
I have a chair too.
I know. But my first guess would be the hula hoop.
I do have a hula hoop.
62 years ago on this day in 1963, Patsy Cline died in a plane crash in
Patsy.
Tennessee.
Some of the greats have died in plane crashes,
yeah.
Huh?
And rounding out OTDs. I already like it.
OTDs.
Already like OTDs.
Yeah, yeah, on this day.
Rounding out OTDs for March the 5th, 65 years ago in 1960, Sergeant Elvis Presley was discharged from the U.S. Army after serving for 2 years.
Thank goodness we got him back.
We got the king.
We got the king.
Excuse me. I just realized I'm the king.
I'm the king and I probably shouldn't be here.
Elvis has left the army.
Yes. I love it. Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
All right, Sarah, I have something here that I'd love your take on.
Okay.
I have 8 morning habits that can make you miserable.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I think I do all of them.
Oh, no.
I think I'm 8 for 8.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We'll see how many I have.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I'm not miserable. Maybe that's why you have a hard time.
I think you do the opposite of everything that's on here.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, but I do think you do this.
Okay.
I think that when you wake up, within the first minute, you're reaching for your phone.
Because my phone is my alarm, but I don't open my phone.
You don't?
I just turn my alarm off.
Okay.
Yep.
That's some self-restraint right there.
I try not to look at my phone until after I've gotten what it is done that I need to get done.
Okay.
So I try not to look at it until I'm either at the gym waiting to go in or until after I've taken a shower and gotten my day going.
Okay.
I try not to.
It says, give yourself a chance to wake up. Maybe go start a pot of coffee. Your phone is full of stressful stuff, which
True.
We all know it is.
Yep.
But we can't stay away from it. So, not a great way to start your day.
Yeah, I do this thing where I will slide up, because my phone is in sleep mode, I will slide up and see if my son has texted me. And if he has not, then I just leave it. Because that's the only person that I'm willing to...
that you want to deal with at that
yeah,
hour?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If my mom did, but my mom never texts me at that hour because she's still sleeping.
Okay. How about dwelling on yesterday's problems or mistakes?
first thing in the morning?
Well, morning habit. I wouldn't say first thing in the morning, but are you doing it as you're getting ready for work?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Today's a fresh day. Gotta leave that stuff behind.
That's the advice they give here. Try thinking of each day as a new chapter or a new chance. Dwelling on stuff can make your days blend together into one big stressful experience that never ends.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that sounds horrible. I don't want to do that.
No. How about this? Number three, starting your day with complaints.
Oh, no. The complaint department is closed until afternoon. No, thank you. Nope.
Try not to roll out of bed and start complaining about the weather or how much you don't want to go to work. It sets a negative tone that can stick with you all day.
I might be guilty of complaining about the weather, especially if I wasn't prepared for snow.
Yeah.
But I get over that stuff pretty quickly.
Living here, it's pretty easy to complain about the weather.
It is easy to complain about the weather here.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do in Maine.
It is. Like this is saying, it's habitual. Like, we don't really think about it. We just sort of do it.
Right.
And I have an acquaintance in the fitness industry who is always, like, if you talk to him about the weather, he will be like, nope, not doing it. Okay. Like, he will turn heel and walk away.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not having this conversation.
Well, that's smart.
It's kind of funny.
Number four, not taking time to be grateful.
Oh.
Got to be grateful.
Yeah.
Take 5 minutes to think of stuff you're thankful for. Maybe it's something general or something specific that happened the day before. Studies show that we are happier when we take time to be grateful, mindful, or even meditate.
Mindful.
Mindful.
I do this thing when I wake up where I sit on the edge of my bed and I take a couple of deep breaths and I stretch. But I'm not really thinking about anything.
Okay.
I think I'm grateful that I woke up.
That's
right?
A big one.
Like, right?
Yep,
like
you're that's just, a big one.
Another day. All right.
Yeah.
But I don't like meditate or anything like that. Although I get into like a zone in the shower. I think a lot of people do where we kind of let our mind just free associate and think. And I write a lot of jokes in the shower.
There you go. All right. Next on the list, rushing through your morning without fuel.
Nope, never do that.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but 1 in 4 Americans skip it. If you're cranky by noon, eating something small and healthy in the morning may help.
Yeah, I have recently discovered protein coffee, which is the best thing in the world. So like first thing, I get up, I go downstairs and I make myself a little protein coffee and I take it into the bathroom, take my shower and I sip on my protein coffee. And then after my shower, I have like some solid food.
My goodness, how long are your showers?
I don't know, like 10 minutes.
You're bringing in coffee and you're writing jokes. And you're...
I spend a good 30 minutes getting ready in the morning.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm not here to judge.
I
get bored after 3 minutes in the shower and I get to get out.
Yeah.
And start
I do
doing
the stuff.
Something.
I do the stuff that needs doing in the shower. But then I have to moisturize.
Of course.
My face and blow dry my hair.
Sherry's been making smoothies in the morning.
Oh, great.
Which are so good.
Yeah.
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 So good.
A little bit of sugar there first thing. Gets you kick started. Yeah.
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 Next on the list is engaging in negative self-talk.
Oh, pfft.
It goes hand in hand with starting your day off with complaints.
Yeah.
Don't let your inner monologue drag you down with thoughts like you're lazy or you're messing up, because it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So be good to yourself. Number 7, avoiding all physical activity. You don't have to be one of those people who jumps out of bed and runs 5 miles. Even some light stretching or a short walk can release endorphins and boost your mood.
Or you could go work out hard for 70 minutes in the gym.
Yeah. And then come to your first job before going to your second
and then
job.
Go to your next job.
And last but not least on the list of morning habits that can make you miserable, not having a goal in mind.
Oh.
We tend to be happier when we do. It could be a personal goal, a work goal, or something more long-term. If you don't have some sort of goal in mind, it can feel like you're stuck on autopilot.
Huh.
Do you wake up with a goal?
To get to work on time.
Yeah. Your goal is to be happy.
My goal is to be happy. And one of the things I think about is the earlier I get to work, not that I don't love my job, but the earlier I get to work, the earlier I can leave work.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and that this time of year, especially because the earlier I leave work, the more likely I am to be able to go outside and be
paddle
in the sun before it goes down. Yeah. Yeah. So usually my goal is to try to get to work as soon as I can so I can get my work done and then maybe head out early so I can enjoy being outside.
Yeah.
That's usually my goal in life, is to be outside.
Yeah. And you have a brand new paddleboard.
Oh, I'm so excited. I keep looking at it like longingly, like, oh, when are we going to be together? When are we going to? This was a beautiful gift and so thoughtful, and I love it so much, and I'm glad that Nick gave it to me, but it's killing me to not be able to use it.
But think of how much you'll appreciate it once you can.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. And I keep having like these anxiety ideas of like, what if something falls on it in the wintertime and it gets broken before I even get
He'll have to buy you another
He'll
one.
He'll have to buy me another. I don't know if we're going to buy me another one. Well,
that's the rational explanation here.
What will be, will be.
Yeah.
Locally owned and locally focused, Lydia Media celebrates the heart of the greater Lewiston Auburn area through two magazines, Uncle Andy's Digest and LA Metro Magazine, and the new Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast. Each production shines a positive light on local businesses, nonprofits, events, and individuals making a difference in our community. Keep your advertising dollars local and position your business in front of your target audience with Lydia Media. Learn more at Lydia Media. LLC.com.
When Sarah came in this morning, you told me you were obsessed with dumplings. Now you got to understand how this came to be. I was talking to Sarah about the world and how it's going crazy, and just going on and on and on. And Sarah paused and she said, "I'm obsessed with dumplings." And then she left the room.
I did.
I want to let the folks at home know what our conversations are like.
I came back.
You did.
With a cup of coffee and explained myself.
So let's hear about this obsession with dumplings. Okay. What's going on?
Well, I've always had a slight obsession with dumplings, but I have a friend who is a chef locally at different, and she's worked at different restaurants throughout Western Maine, and she has the skill of dumpling making. She has been for the last couple of months posting these beautiful dumplings and all the different types that she's making. And so yesterday I messaged her and said, I'd like to buy some of your dumplings, because she's selling them. Yeah. She's making hundreds of them at a time. And she got right back to me and she was like, oh, I'm in Poland today. I can deliver you some dumplings. So she delivered me two big containers of dumplings, a chicken satay dumpling that she made and a traditional pork and ginger garlic dumpling, and two dipping sauces that she had made with them. And she dropped them off and left them on my porch.
Oh,
and
boy.
I know. And I was making a coconut curry soup for dinner already planned. And so I had her drop those off, and I made this beautiful coconut curry soup and had these amazing dumplings with them. And I, all morning long at the gym, I was like, I gotta get home. Like obsessing about how many dumplings I was going to eat today, because they were so good. And we were having dinner last night. Nick and I are eating the dumplings, and he goes, these are really, really good. And then he was talking about all the good dumplings that he's had in his life. And I was like, we were made for each other, because he's slightly obsessed with dumplings.
Wow.
Too. Yeah.
So dumplings are really big.
Dumplings are big right now.
In the Gordon
Poole and Karen household.
Poole and Karen household. That's great.
It's so funny. We love our dumplings.
That's great.
Thank you, Jamie Lee Lamb, for the delicious dumplings.
What a nice friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, she's great. And obviously I paid her for them because they were fantastic. They were so good. So,
would you not have paid her if they sucked?
I probably still would have paid her. I'm sure it was a lot of work. Yeah.
But said, oh, by the way, we're moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Don't drop any more dumplings off. No, they were dumplings. And there's so many of them. She went overboard. She gave us so many dumplings. So I should bring them so you could try them.
Oh, my goodness.
They are so good.
Now I'm going to get hooked on them.
And then you'll be obsessed with dumplings.
And then I'll be obsessed.
Yeah.
It'll
be
a whole thing.
I think my point to you this morning was, yes, the world is a dumpster fire right now. But there are things out there that can make it not so bad.
True.
Like, just enjoy the little things. Like, my therapist and I were talking about that yesterday. Like, because I, you know, it's hard right now. Like, for a lot of people, it's hard right now to deal with what's happening in our country. And I've been going down rabbit holes of, well, what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? And she, you know, my therapist is like, 75-year-old lady. She's like, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. There is nothing you can do to stop it. The only thing you can do is find the things in this moment that make you happy and bring you joy and make you worry less. And dumplings is one of those things.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's my message to everybody today, I guess. I mean, it's scary out there. So
enjoy the short time we have here.
Yeah, because there's not much you can do about it. Yeah.
Find what makes you happy.
Find some dumplings, a capybara, bite a baby. I don't know.
Oh, we had that conversation too. Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't recording that one. I think you might want to clarify.
Yeah, don't bite. Don't bite babies. It's not a thing people should do, though it is a part of your brain that makes you, there's a part of your brain that makes you want to bite them.
Yeah, so you enlightened me on that.
I did. There's an activity center in your orbital frontal cortex that it goes up when it sees something cute. It goes up and it emits emotions, pleasurable emotions. And so that part of your brain is activated within the first 7 seconds of seeing a very cute baby. And so it triggers something called cute aggression. Which is a totally normal response. Like when you see a really cute baby, your brain is, it goes into this weird place of just like not knowing what to do. And like the lizard brain response being, I'm going to bite it. It's so cute. And obviously with restraint, we don't bite babies, but it's a totally normal reaction to want to bite something cute. And I will say I have bitten my cat. Not in like an aggressive way, but I will take her paws and put them in my mouth and just like put my teeth up and down. I love her so much. I gotta bite her. I have to. I can't help it. If any of you have ever seen Mabel, you understand. Maybe we should post a picture of Mabel today so people can understand why she's so biteable. You don't understand how cute she is.
Can you please send me a photo, and I will include it with this episode.
We're endangering her because
everyone's going to want to bite her.
Everyone's going to want to bite her.
Okay,
she's so cute.
Should we not?
We got to.
We got to.
She's just the cutest thing you ever did.
Cat's out of the bag now.
The Mabel's out of the bag. You're going to want to.
And according to Sarah, that's a takeout bag.
She's delicious. I'm just trying to say it's totally normal. That's all.
Today's question is, how many of you have bitten your cat?
Yes.
Or your dog.
Right.
Because they're so stinking cute.
Or a baby's thigh. Because they're so cute. I don't know. Sometimes it's rough inside my head.
We're here for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
I mean,
sharing dumplings.
That's right. Sharing dumplings.
And my cat.
being grateful for things.
So
in
grateful.
Our lives.
You have to be. You have to be grateful for what you have, because in the blink of an eye,
it could all change. Gone. So yeah, the world's crazy. Be kind to each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Be grateful for what you have and try to enjoy yourself.
Right.
I think.
Bite your cat if you have to.
Bite your cat.
They don't mind.
Don't bite your cat.
Don't bite your cat. That's going to be our new tagline. Don't bite your cat. Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
I'm so hoping at some point to come out with a bumper sticker or a t-shirt line with some of the quotes from this show. And I guarantee you 9 out of 10 of them will be from Sarah.
I'm obsessed with dumplings. Don't bite your cat.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Harriet Tubman. Jennifer Lopez. I want that shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
With a little Lunch Bunch podcast logo underneath.
I think we could probably arrange it.
We could do it.
Yep.
We could do a lot of things.
We can.
This could take off.
I don't bite, you know. Unless it's called for.
Before we head out, Sarah, let's plug our show on Saturday.
Yes.
Because it's a good one.
It is a good one. Did we have Donna in?
We did.
Do you remember the episode?
'Twas episode 88.
Yeah. Yeah. So visit episode 88. You can hear more about it from our friend Donna over at Phoenix No Limits Karate. But Mark and I and a couple of our Knicks are going to be doing a comedy fundraiser at Burnt Ends Barbecue on Saturday the 7th.
The 8th.
Why do I keep thinking it's the 7th?
You got some mixed up dates.
Yes.
There.
Burnt Ends Barbecue on Saturday the 8th. And it is me and Mark Turcotte and Nick Gordon and Nick Dufault, and I believe Leonard Kimball will be there. But we will be there fundraising for this amazing program that you can learn more about with that episode 88. And I think it's going to be a good time.
And it is to support victims of domestic violence.
That's right.
So it is a worthy cause, a great cause, mm-hmm. and we're going to be out there doing what we do to try to raise some money to support this cause. And thanks to Donna and Harry. Harry always gets put in the,
the back burner. Because of Donna. She's amazing.
Donna is amazing. Dinner and bar going to be open at 5:30. Burnt Ends Barbecue, 120 Center Street in Auburn. The comedy show starts at 7. And for more info and tickets, you can go to GreatFallsComedyClub.com.
I told Leo that I was doing that. Because he was asking what my plans were for the weekend. I was like, oh, we're doing this fundraiser. You should come down. And he's planning on going skiing with his dad all day on Saturday. And he's like, oh, I think I'll probably be too tired by the end of the day. But then he goes, but you could bring home some barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like, you little stinker.
Not too tired to eat some pulled pork, are you, Leo?
Nope.
Don't think so. So check it out, folks. We look forward to seeing you. They've already sold a bunch of tickets.
Over 60 seats are sold.
Yeah, over 60 are sold. So get your tickets and come out and have a great time on Saturday night.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks to our sponsors today, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and United Piping. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.